Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hi, everyone. This is Lee Brekeen, host of the Sports Scouting Report Podcast. Hope everybody's having a great Wednesday. Just wanted to mention, this is going to be a show about the LSU-Auburn game, recapping the game, and also I'm going to talk about Walker High School football, Bel Air High School, and East Ascension. I had a chance to see those teams play this past week, and very impressed with the teams. Regardless of their record, regardless of what they're all doing, I mean, I just love high school football and I love promoting the kids. I want to tell everybody before we get started, be sure to go to LAFootballMagazine.com to get your magazine preview. You got to get it if you love high school football. It's got all 300 high schools, all 12 colleges, our all Louisiana team, South and North. We've got two editions. Go to LAFootballMagazine.com. And also, look, to help us grow our show, help us grow our podcast, be sure to go to YouTube and like YouTube. Go ahead and like YouTube and also, be a part of the YouTube to where we can get that growing and you can get the future shows. So subscribe to YouTube. Keyword, I should have said that. Subscribe to YouTube and it's free. Just type in the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen. I want to thank some sponsors before we get started. I want to thank Medin's Collision Center. You want to give them a call, 357-7983. They're on Kincaid Avenue in Baton Rouge. Your Baton Rouge accident advisors. Gros Savon. Got to go check Gros Savon out. You got to book a tour, echo tour, or a fishing trip, or a hunting trip. Give them a call, 337-598-2357. Also, John Harvey Toyota in Shreveport and Bossier City. Be sure to support them. They have three times the used vehicles as well, three dealerships. Fuel-efficient compacts to luxury models, even hybrids, pre-certified, pre-owned with a warranty. Give them a shout-out. We want to thank all our sponsors. The Bug Man, appreciate them. Give them a call. They're in New Orleans, Ascension Parish, Lafayette, and Baton Rouge. Give them a call at 923-BUGS or 923-2847. That's area code 225. Be sure to get Paul Solvent and his company a ring if you need to get rid of any kind of pest control, the Bug Man, professional pest control. Let's go and get started about LSU and recap the Auburn game. I watched it like about probably a million other people that were LSU fans. And when the game started, you know, I'm kind of at fault at this with a lot of the fans. You think it's going to be a blowout. But you got to remember the game is played in Auburn. And you got to remember they're an SEC team that has a good defense. I watched the Missouri game last week against Auburn. You know, that was an ugly game too. And then you watch Missouri against Georgia. And it makes you appreciate how good Missouri is, because they almost beat Auburn, should have beat Auburn. Well, Auburn and Missouri were deadlocked until the final seconds. Well, Missouri and Georgia was deadlocked till the final 2 minutes. Auburn's not as bad as the media portrays them. They just don't want their coach to come back. They don't want Harsin back. It's kind of like a campaign of, they want their coach to lose so they can fire him. It's sad. It's a sad deal. And obviously someone's putting that out, and it's all over the media that, you know, he's going to be fired and, you know, it's going to be the LSU game and blah, blah, blah. Obviously, the fan base does not want him back, or somebody doesn't want him back. And I think our fans tend to look at that as they're not any good. But they are still a good defense, and they gave LSU's offense trouble. They couldn't throw the ball against them. Jaden Daniels gets hurt. Jaden had trouble throwing the ball down the field. The receivers had trouble catching the ball. That didn't help things. I think the offensive line took over late in the game, and they wore Auburn out, and LSU made a lot of mistakes. They made a lot of mistakes, but in the end, LSU's defense won this game. Harold Perkins had a great heads-up interception. Greg Brooks had a Tyrann Mathieu type of play at the end. That was a heck of a play. That was an incredible play by Greg Brooks, taking the ball from the receiver as soon as he caught it. Just took it from him. And, you know, there was a fumble by John Emery late in the game that could ice the game with 4 or 5 minutes left. And John Emery's got to work on fumbling the ball. He fumbled against New Mexico. That's something that's very, very problematic. And that's something coaches hate. They don't like their backs fumbling the ball. And he's had trouble with that over his career. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to finish talking about LSU. And we're going to talk about Walker High School, East Ascension, and Bel Air. We'll talk about those schools that I saw this past week play. We'll be right back. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Gage has served Louisiana for over 40 years. Let Gage create a custom tailored solution for your business and become your partner in technology. Give them a call today at 225-753-4243 and help your business get better connected with Gage. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen. Be sure, again, to go to YouTube and subscribe to YouTube for us, the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Burkeen. We want to grow our numbers on YouTube, which helps us. It helps us also get the word out a little more with people that don't know about us. Subscribe to it, and it's free. So please subscribe to YouTube to help us for our podcast. And also go to LA Football Magazine to get a preview magazine for the state. We preview all 300 high schools, and I guarantee you there's not a product out there that promotes the whole state in one magazine like this since 1997, since I've had it in 97. Continuing on with LSU. LSU is 2-0 in the SEC. They're 4-1. They have a chance to win their next game at home against Tennessee. And Tennessee's not perfect either. I guarantee you, if Auburn played Tennessee, it would be a close game. Tennessee is the media darling from the get-go. They beat Pittsburgh. They beat a team that was middle of the road. And everybody jumped on the bandwagon that Tennessee's great. Don't get me wrong. Tennessee has a good quarterback. They have some good receivers, but they gave up 33 to Florida at home. And Florida's not very good offensively. So I think LSU can beat Tennessee because, LSU has a good defense. And I think LSU was beat up from the New Mexico game. For some reason, LSU had a lot of injuries against New Mexico. Ton of injuries. And they look like a team that was not ready to go with all their arsenal. Butte does not look healthy still. Kashawn Butte, and some people might say it's his body language, which is easy to say that. And he almost got hurt on the sideline. Remember seeing that in the game when one of LSU's receivers went out of bounds. He almost got hurt just being on the sidelines from one of his own players. But I don't think Butte's completely healthy, or he doesn't look it anyway. He doesn't have that acceleration he shows in games. He dropped some balls against Auburn. And I was disappointed. Brian Thomas dropped some passes. You know, Taylor dropped some passes, and they were very catchable balls. They weren't perfect balls, but they were catchable balls. And the Thomas drop was right in his hands. And so the receivers need to do a better job. There was too many penalties, but I tell you what, some of those penalties I don't understand. I'll just leave it at that. But there was too many penalties by LSU. And, again, at the end of the day, they won the game. And I've just got to tell you, I mean, I'm like a lot of people that watch the game. Harold Perkins is going to be an incredible player for LSU. For a guy that's 18 years old, right out of high school, he's got the best GPA on the team, 6'2", 220 pounds, runs a 4.440. He is going to be incredible for LSU. I don't remember Devin White being this advanced early on. I mean, Devin was good, don't get me wrong, but this guy's intercepting balls at linebacker. I mean, Devin White, he wasn't intercepting passes to a second, third year as a linebacker. In coverage, Greg Brooks is really incredible for this team. And they miss their free safety, Major Burns. They really miss him because they are having trouble guarding the deep ball right now. And Auburn took LSU deep three times, and they were 3 out of 3. They can't do that in the future. I know House is a good coach. They didn't give up any points in the fourth or third quarter. So they adjusted. But to give up that many big plays in the first half to Auburn, that is something that has to be fixed. And LSU's got some really good DBs. They just, and their tight ends, Auburn's tight ends exploited LSU's defense. LSU's got to do a better job of guarding tight ends across the field because they got burned three times, three long plays on third and long. We're going to take a break when we come back. Let's talk high school football. We'll start off with Walker High School. We'll be right back. If you need a paint job or repairs to your vehicle, go see Medine's Collision Center located in Baton Rouge, Louisiana on Kincaid Avenue. The number to call is 357-7983. That's 357-7983. Your Baton Rouge Accident Advisors. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen. This segment's going to be Walker High School. I want to talk about some recruits I saw. I was at the game Thursday night in Walker. I want to thank all the Walker parents for allowing me to tailgate with them, the Price family and other families that were there. Warren Young, I met. His son's a receiver on the team that's 6'3", about 205 pounds. He's a senior D1 receiver. I met his dad. I met Mr. Peterson's dad, a great guy. Caden is the kid. Caden Peterson, a great kid for them, number 60 on the O-line. I was able to meet several parents, several of the junior high coaches. Thank you for allowing me to hang out at the tailgate before the game at Walker High School. And I want to mention that, you know, Walker's incredibly improved this year. Let me just say that. Last year, they didn't have much of a defense. This year, they have a defense. And they got everybody back on offense, except they have a new quarterback who's doing a great job, Hayden Price. Hayden is a junior. He's got a cannon arm. He runs the offense really well. I really was impressed with Warren Young at receiver and Ja'Cory Thomas at receiver. Ja'Cory is the cousin of the Thomas kid at LSU, Brian Thomas, who's a receiver as well. Ja'Cory's a big guy. He's 6'3", 6'4", 205, 210 pounds. He's D1. So you got these two big D1 receivers, Warren Young, Ja'Cory Thomas, and you've got a big-time D1 running back in Clyde C.J. McClendon, who's only a junior. He's about 6'1", about 220. He's a big kid, and he can play. He's a guy to watch for in the future. The offensive line, Steven Nelson's a big kid, got a chance one day. Brady Creel was hurt. Brandon Melchior is a good starter, number 78. Bradley Pickering, Jose Ardaz, David Kirby, Braden Pates. Mason Ball didn't play that night, but he's a good player for them, a senior. Really impressed with their defense. Tyler DeVille at linebacker. Carson Rocker, a senior. Kedrick Brown's a great corner. He's about 6'190". You got Patrick McKenzie at linebacker. Jaden Bordellis, a DB. Travion Thomas, a linebacker, about 210, 215, about 6'1". And this defensive end linebacker, Malik Hall, you talk about a player. I mean, 6'2", 6'3", about 220, can run, man. This guy can really play the game. Along with Connor Watts, linebacker, Dante Flowers, and Austin Lockhart. And also another kid on offense, Austin Workman, a big receiver. He's built like a tight end. I'm impressed. I think Coach Mahaffey and his staff are doing a wonderful job. And I think Walker's a contender this year. I think they have the defense. They didn't have the defense last year. Now they can man up against people like Zachary or whoever they're going to play in 5A, and they can actually limit the touchdowns. They can actually make it a game and not a scoring slugfest. But this is a really talented Walker team. I don't know if I've ever seen a more talented team from offense, defense, and special teams. They have a new kicker who's doing a great job for them, who just started kicking like 3 weeks ago. was a receiver, Nile Allen. So, I mean, this team has got a lot of talent. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, I'm going to talk about Bel Air High School and East Ascension High School. We'll be right back.
What does that bug man do?
Not only do we do pest control, we do odor control, bat removal, moisture control, rodents, and of course, bed bug control. Give the bug man a call. We get them before they get you.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast. Your host, Lee Burkeen. We're talking high school football. I want to go ahead and talk about Bel Air High School. Had a chance to see Bel Air play this past Thursday. Really, really impressed with those coaches are doing there. They don't have a deep roster. They don't have, you know, too deep. They play the same guys, but they do a great job of coaching and developing kids. Really, there's some good football players at Bel Air. You know, Bel Air's known for, they had Moel D. Moore, remember, played for Tulane. They had Marcus Spears that went to Northwestern State, played for the Bears. Not LSU's Marcus Spears, but it was a different Marcus Spears from Bel Air. You know, Coach Allen, Brad Davis, the O-line coach at LSU, went to Bel Air. He played at Oklahoma. But let me throw out some players that to keep an eye on at Bel Air that are really good players. Senior linebacker Jaden Butler, 5'10", about 215, man, he's a thumper. I think he's a 1AA linebacker, outside linebacker, tough kid, man. Another kid, Javion Morgan, who's just a junior. He's a running back. Man, he's shifty. You know, 5'9", maybe about 190, can really hit the hole. LaCorian Compton, who was hurt, I had a chance to talk to him on the sideline. 6'2", about 170, really can fly as a receiver. As a quarterback for them, I think he's a free safety receiver for college. But the guy that I was most impressed with at Bel Air is a kid named Christian Hill. He's an OD lineman, an underclassman, 6'2", pushing 6'3", about 285. Man, this guy has great feet. He is a super, super lineman on the O-line, and he plays D-line for him. And look, this guy has no fat on his frame. And they have a kid named Calvin Prophet. I just want to mention this. He lost 100 pounds. He's a backup, but he's trying to get to where he can play a little bit more and more. His name is Calvin Prophet. He stands 6'6", 360 pounds. And he was 460 pounds. He's an O-lineman. He plays for Bel Air, but he's just new to the game. He's only played football for 1 year, and he's actually not – he's put together at 360. He moves well for 360. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to end the show and talk about East Ascension High School, the Spartans. I was able to see them this past weekend as well. We'll be right back. Gros Savon Lodge, the true sportsman's paradise. Gros Savon Lodge has fresh and saltwater fishing, alligator hunting, waterfowl hunting, and echo tours located south of Lake Charles, Louisiana. Give them a call at 337-598-2357. That number to call again is 337-598-2357, and have the time of your life. Welcome back. I hope you are enjoying the show, the Sports Scouting Report podcast. Again, like us on YouTube. Subscribe to YouTube. That's the word I keep needing to say. Subscribe. It's free to subscribe to our show on YouTube, the Sports Scouting Report podcast. And appreciate everybody listening to our show. Let's talk about the East Ascension Spartans. Darnell Lee, former McNeese State, all-conference DB, does a great job at EA, man. Nobody wants to play EA. They're big, they're fast, they're strong. They just have a young quarterback. And when you have a young quarterback, you're trying to get that young quarterback some experience. Talik Albert, who's 6 foot, about 220. Man, he's a great athlete. He's just really young. I mean, he's only like 15 years old. He hasn't played much, but their team is very talented. They had 300 pounds across O-line, D-line. Brennan Thompson, their best player, didn't even play, and he's a 6 foot, 180-pound DB who's only a junior, and he's a great player. Some other great players, Lamar Bolden really caught my eye. Lamar's only a junior DB. He's a corner, man. He will hit you. He will come up and take out anybody running the ball, and he's good at blitzing the quarterback as well. A kid that really impressed me too was Xavier Jupiter, who's a big-time receiver for them that can run. Walter Samuel, a running back, number 22, is a senior, has 17 offers. Walter's about 5'11", about 220. He can really go. I'm impressed with Walter's burst and his toughness. On the O-line, D-line, Chance Banks is about 6'2", 310 on the O-line. I think he'll sign 1AA along with Kevin Tuzant, who's a D-lineman, 6'2", about 280. And you got a kid named Anthony Coleman, a big linebacker that's 6'2", about 220. Man, he will hit you. And I love this kid playing D-tackle for them, Sidney Joseph. 5'10", about 270, man. He is built like concrete, and he is tough. Tough, tough, tough. And they had a kid named that led the team in tackles the other day, Tanner Stanga, who's a DB, a safety, tough kid, number 24. And they have a young kid by the name of McZeal at DB, number 12, who does a great job for them as well. I really, really think that EA is going to be good as the season goes on, as their quarterback gets more reps. They have also another O-lineman named Kelvin Gray that's 6'2", 330, and can run. I mean, this team is loaded with players. They have a freshman offensive lineman, Bryson Martinez, 6'5", 330, plays basketball, no fat on this kid. I mean, Owen Sonnet, who's 6'3", 260, is their right tackle, another underclassman. They're just loaded with talent. They just need to get their quarterback some experience. They've got the running backs. They've got the O&D line. They've got the linebackers and DBs. I think Coach Lee, this could be a team come playoff time. First of all, you don't want to play them. But come playoff time, if they've got three losses or four losses or whatever, you're not going to want to play them. East Ascension could make that run and deep in the playoffs. They're really good. Now, I mentioned Walker earlier. Walker could make a deep run in the playoffs. And Bel Air, I don't know if Bel Air will make the playoffs or not. I hope they do. But they've got some players on the team. They've got some prospects. So I hope everybody enjoyed the show. Again, support our magazine. Go on and get a copy, LAFootballMagazine.com, or subscribe to us on YouTube. It's free. And hope everybody has a great Wednesday. I really do. I know LSU's got Tennessee. My prediction is LSU will beat Tennessee, is my prediction. It'll be a close game, kind of like the Auburn game. Tennessee will have their moments. But LSU's defense in the end, I believe, will shut them down. And I think LSU can actually run the ball. They can actually run the ball a little bit. Josh Williams does a great job. If Emory can hold on to the ball, John is as good as any running back in the U.S. He showed that against Auburn on that 20-yard touchdown run. If he can just hang on to the ball. We will see everybody on Friday. And our guest Friday is the head coach from De La Salle High School, Graham Jarrett, who I will talk about. I watched them play this past week as well. De La Salle has a ton of players. You enjoy that show. That's for this Friday. Head coach Graham Jarrett from De La Salle of New Orleans. We'll see everybody on Friday.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.